Hazur, as this question was written on 19-11-89, and Hazur had thrown some light on some aspects of this question during Darsul Quran dated 15-4-90. That is, for example, according to the Holy Quran, we should believe in all the prophets and all the revealed books, while these teachings are not found in any other religious book. So, I would most humbly request Hazur to throw further light on this vast subject. I read my original question, and that is, would Hazur most kindly advise us some of the unique teachings of Islam mentioned in the Holy Quran, which are not to be found in the scriptures of any other religion?
You see, already I have written a speech to be delivered. I think it was for University of Australia, Canberra University, or Fiji, which has been published under the title Some Distinctive Features of Islam. Or was it in Geneva? No, in Australia, which is in Australia, that's right. So this speech has already been published. And I wonder why you are not aware, because I know you are very fond of reading Ahmadiyya literature.
Yes, yes.
And you take special interest in this. This is, as such, you are a model for both Ansar and Quddam. But how could you miss this?
I missed that.
This has already been translated into many other languages.
Yes.
And I keep hearing from different people from different countries
Yes.
who go through it, and they are surprised to find so many distinctive features of Islam which we can present with full confidence that no religion can ever challenge and produce a similar teaching from his own books. This is just one of those.
Yes. Yes.
So because it's a longest subject, which covers about an hour,
Yes.
so I think you better read that. And that should be enough.
Yes.